Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and today I'm speaking with David Satori and Evan Fraser from Dirtwire. Thanks for calling into KVNF, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Strange times that we're in right now, but I'm grateful that we can still connect, and especially through music.
Yeah, this is how we're all communicating right now, through our phones and the internet. That's all we got right now.
Mm-hmm. In October 2019, Dirtwire released Electric River. Was this your seventh album?
I believe so, Evan. Is this our seventh or eighth? Let me go count.
I think it might be our ninth. If you count Ondar, that's our EP we did with the Congo Ondar, amazing Tuvan throat singer. Often that gets overlooked for some reason.
Yeah. We have eight with Ondar, yeah.
Nice. Okay. Just a few albums.
Yeah.
On this Talkin' Music, we're going to hear several songs from Dirtwire's recent album, Electric River. What do you guys want to start out with?
Yeah, we're thinking Siloon, because Siloon is where, it's actually a place in southern Utah. Our friends Ron and Brandy had a ranch called Boulder Mountain Guest House in Boulder, Utah. Then they have a place called the Siloon, and we did a workshop there with our friend Porangi, who's an amazing musician. And we actually saw the painting for our album cover in the Siloon. So it's actually it was a very like synchronistic moment of finding our album art in this sort of underground. It's literally a Siloon where they used to keep like grains and different perishables. They turned into sort of this psychedelic music venue. And they had this painting on the wall of Maria Sabina, who's a mushroom shaman from southern Mexico. And we found it, and that's why we named this song Siloon. A little mouthful there.
Awesome. I love it. Let's take a listen to Siloon by Dirtwire. That was a track called Siloon by the band Dirtwire. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with David Satori and Evan Fraser from Dirtwire. Talk to me about the production of your recent album, Electric River.
Go for it, Evan. We like to set everything up for a recording, and we like to get our mics together and drink mushroom tea for inspiration, get the floodgates of creativity open.
Okay.
This album was recorded in a lot of different studios in the Boulder Mountain Guest Ranch. We also did recordings in Oakland at a recording studio that Deep Antique, my other band, has, and in our personal studios. So it was then recorded all over the country. A big part of this album for us is our influence of using psilocybin mushrooms. And this album was sort of like the Electric River was talking about the inspiration that fungi has its influences on our creative process. We're feeling more excited to talk about it because the climate's changing and a lot of research is coming out as the medicinal uses of psilocybin are being uncovered again. There's a movement called Decriminalized Nature that we're part of and really excited to help promote that movement.
Yeah. Dirtwire's music can be described using many different genres, but when I searched through a lot of your music, the most common genre that comes up is world. And do you think that's pretty accurate?
Hey, this is Evan. I'll take that one.
We draw on a lot of different musical traditions and music cultures from around the world. We've studied a lot of different music and traveled a lot of different places and collected a lot of different instruments from all those musical cultures. We like to blend those and draw inspiration from those cultures while we are paying homage to them and kind of making an earth music, if you will, when we combine it with electronica and have fun with the process and see what works. And sometimes things don't work and you don't know until you try it. That's a little bit into how we combine and draw from different influences.
Well, Dirtwire is known for having a variety of instruments that originate from across the globe. How many different instruments were used while recording Electric River, and where did they all come from?
Wow, that's a big question. We'd have to look at the liner notes and add them up, but there's a lot of different ones. I guess we can talk about Mark's instrument. He's an amazing songwriter and guitarist and multi-instrumentalist. And he wrote a song called Cannonball. That's one of the singles from Electric River. And often when we're on stage and tracking for the album, he plays guitar and whammola, which is a one-string bass. And it's essentially an upright bass, but it just has one string and it fits in a ski bag when we fly.
Nice.
But, harmonica, melodica. I've played the Kamala Ngoni, which is an African harp, and that comes from Burkina Faso and Mali, West Africa. We're really influenced by that region as well. And did I say jaw harps, which are the mouth harps found all over the globe, really, but mostly in Asia and Europe. David plays fiddle and his banjo, and he gets some really cool tones by bowing his banjo, so you'll hear those. And we had a couple guest vocalists on Electric River. Well, actually three guest vocalists. A man named Mbilu from Gabon, who played the mouth bow and sang. And that's on the track called Talking Bird. And then that music, it's a mashup of Dirtwire sounds with traditional music from Gabon that's often used for Bwiti Iboga ceremonies, which is another plant medicine from Africa often used to help people kick heroin addiction.
Wow.
And then the other two guest vocalists are Emma Lucia, who contributed the song Seem to Freeze, which is a beautiful song that she wrote and we helped produce. And the other one is the great Trevor Hall.
Mm-hmm.
So Trevor Hall contributed a song called Strength in One, which is a collaboration that we made together. So, yeah, that's all the guest vocalists. And, yeah, I don't know. David, do you think of any other instruments I missed?
Yeah, there's a lap steel, accordion, synthesizers, bowed banjo, ney, which is a Middle Eastern Turkish flute. I just counted. We have, like, probably over 25 to 30 different instruments on the album.
That's awesome. One of our DJs here at KVNF wants to know if you guys ever construct your own instruments.
Yeah, I've built instruments in the past just with like a 2x4 and different string ideas on it. I'm in the process right now of, this is David speaking, of actually working with a banjo company. I'm going to keep it on the down low because it's not official yet, but of actually inventing an instrument called the Vinjo, which is a bowed banjo. So wow. It's like going to have a banjo body. It'll look like a banjo, but it has an arch bridge, like a cello. So you can bow all the strings on it. And you can get that sort of sound that you hear in the Turkish music from the Yali tambour.
Okay. Well, let's go back into some music. Let's take a listen to Cannonball. This is off Dirtwire's 2019 album. Here is Cannonball. That was a song called Cannonball by the band Dirtwire. I'm Corey Stanton, and you're tuned in to Talkin' Music. And we're talking with Dirtwire's David Satori and Evan Fraser. And we're missing Mark. Where's Mark? What's he doing?
Mark's driving back from Utah. He spent some time with his family in southern Utah, and they're headed back to the Bay Area on a little journey right now in the crazy quarantine time.
Yeah. You all studied music, correct? Did you study music together out in California?
Hey, this is Evan. Yes, we all met at the California Institute of the Arts, also known as CalArts, which is located in Valencia or Santa Clarita, about a half an hour north of Hollywood. Yeah, we all studied there, and I think Mark and David were in composition and the guitar department, and I studied a lot of different world music, but we all got to study different North Indian music and Balinese gamelan and jazz, and there's classical classes, as well as the amazing African music program with Ewe Music from Ghana. So we all studied that drumming, and that's, those rhythms are pretty integral into our musical language. When we're jamming or composing or writing together, we draw from those rhythms, and they help us kind of come up with new material as we apply those rhythms and harmonic language to all these instruments that we've been collecting over the years.
Yeah. So who did you guys grow up listening to?
This is David. We all have a lot of similar tastes in music. And if we don't, then we're always turning each other on to different artists and learning about new music through each other. And I'm from Vermont, so I grew up listening to the jam band scene. Listened to a lot of Phish growing up, going to their shows in the early, mid-90s. And then I got turned on to Indian music, North Indian music, like at a random concert that my high school had. And then that had a huge influence on me. I started listening to Ravi Shankar. And then my mom was listening to Ali Farkaturi, which is a big influence on all of us. Northern Mali musician. And that's sort of how I headed down my passion for world music, is those early influences.
And what about you, Evan? Were you listening to kind of world music before college?
Absolutely. I was really lucky to have an amazing parents with an incredible vinyl collection that really got me going on understanding how rich this planet is with its diverse music cultures. Not only that, like, they're from the South. My mom's from Oklahoma, my dad's from Tennessee, so they really were coming from a lot of Motown and blues and jazz and rhythm and blues and some folkloric stuff too. I had an incredible music teacher named Mark Rowden, and he also turned me on to a lot of great folkloric music and the Smithsonian Institute recordings of different field hollers and prison songs that Alan Lomax recorded. So that's an incredible resource of the richness of the American tradition, especially in the Deep South.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the Motown and Led Zeppelin. Gotta say Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
That's huge for me. Yeah, the list just goes on and on. But yeah, I'll leave it there.
Yeah, cool. Well, you've got another song off your album, Electric River. This one's called Strength in One, featuring Trevor Hall. You kind of already touched on this, but talk to me about this song in particular and your collaboration with singer-songwriter Trevor Hall.
This is David. We got to go on a tour with him last year in March, opening up for his national tour in Midwest and out to the East Coast. Right before we went on tour, we got in touch and we said, hey, do you want to work on a collaboration? And he was super down, excited to collaborate. And he sent over this progression, just this basic sketch of that song. And then we really built out the whole production underneath it with the beat and the other melodic support. And it worked really easily. And then we were able to perform it on tour and develop a nice friendship with Trevor. He's a really sweet guy. And our music's blended really well together. And we were just so honored to collaborate. And we feel like the song is really timely in a time of crisis right now and uncertainty and a lot of fear that a lot of people are experiencing. You know, myself included, I think we're all going through like a roller coaster of emotions with what's happening. Like, this is a reminder to like step into our power, step into our unity as a whole, and like reach out, connect with the people that are close to you and find that support, you know? And that's the strength in one, I feel, is that community, that bond that we have with community.
Yeah. Well, let's take a listen to Strength in One featuring Trevor Hall.
People, don't you lose your warrior spirit. People, call up.
upon it if you need it. People, don't forget to stand in power. People, this may be the final hour. So what are we gonna do? All aboard the sky now, I can only see red. If we gonna survive now, better find a new way. Evil gonna break down now, we about to build up. Call it on a new sound now, strength in one.
That was Strength in One featuring Trevor Hall from Dirtwire's album Electric River. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with two of the three Dirtwire band members, David Satori and Evan Fraser. Thanks again for calling into KVNF.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
In early March 2020, Dirtwire played Mesa Theater in Grand Junction. Several of my friends were at the show, and including some of our DJs here at KVNF, they all said it was an incredible show. And little did anyone know that this show would actually be your last show before the coronavirus crisis. When did you realize you were going to have to start canceling and rescheduling shows?
This is Evan. Yeah, that was a really beautiful tour of Colorado we did. And really, it was the situation where every night we weren't sure if the show would be canceled. So we felt lucky to be going on stage and that the show would happen and that people showed up. It's a pretty crazy time, but that was really the situation. We didn't know. So every night was like that, and that was a really fun show, and I'm glad we got to end on such a high note before it all went quiet for a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's it been like for you guys as musicians during this time of COVID-19? Are you guys working on new music, and how does it feel to be writing in a time of crisis compared to whatever normal used to be?
Yeah, this is David. For me, it fuels me personally, like, at the same time, it can become paralyzing too. So like there'll be some days where like I won't get anything done, But then some days, like, I'm able to really focus and channel the sort of anxiety that I feel as a collective we're all going through into music and the healing power of music, because it is so powerful. Like, what a mood lifter music can be, and what an adjuster of, like, the spirit it has the potential to be. So, like, we feel very lucky. That's what we get to do. Is, like, I'm set up right now in Vermont with a nice little studio that I put together, a little quarantine studio, and I'm ready to make music every day. And we're really focusing on putting out a lot of content right now. And we're doing streams. We're going to live stream, like, a live show we did in Eugene. We're starting to do more live hangouts with our fans and DJs. We're all in different areas right now, so we're figuring out how to get our streaming game on, which everyone's doing. And it's exciting as a content creator to be doing that. There's a lot of potential there. And in a way, I'm sort of enjoying the break, personally. Like, I've been touring for, like, 15 years straight, and I haven't had a break this big in a while. So I'm all right with it.
Yeah. Evan, where are you right now? Where are you in the world?
Yeah, I'm in California and the North Bay area. And, yeah, like David said, some days are kind of paralyzing, where it just kind of feel like large, lethargic. But then other days, you feel like there's a breakthrough in the energy, and it starts to flow, and you realize that, wow, people need music more than ever right now, and I need to make some new music, and we got to get collaborating and, you know, lift up everybody's hearts and minds and spirits. The uplifting stuff is, I think, really what we need right now. Hope is what we need right now, and finding ways to put that energy into the music. So, yeah, I've got a little home studio going too. I'm loving it. I've got all my instruments set up, and also appreciating the time to just do that and create and be with my instruments and without the interruption of all the distractions of the outside world. So right now I'm loving it too. Yeah.
Yeah. So I heard rumblings of a new campaign. Can you talk to me about Dirtwire's vinyl campaign?
Yeah. This is David. We have an exciting campaign happening right now. It's a vinyl campaign. So our latest release, Electric River, which we're listening to, is through Bandcamp. They have a campaign where if you get your fans to pledge enough orders for vinyl, they'll print vinyl for you. The actual website, Bandcamp, has a connection with a vinyl manufacturer. So we fulfilled the campaign yesterday. Last night, we got to 100%, and we're super excited because that means that the vinyl is going to be printed.
Awesome.
But we've also been able to extend it because of all of the trials and tribulations of the coronavirus and just craziness of it. You know, it offset our whole campaign. We're super excited. We added a new tier. If you're a fan of ours, you can get credit printed on the vinyl as a special guest producer, family credit. So, yeah, check it out. If you go to dirtwire.net, you can click through and you can go check out the vinyl campaign. We're really excited about it, and we made it. So now it's game on, and you can get the vinyl now up until April 10th.
That's awesome. I love the innovation and the creativity behind just different kind of merch, and I think it's really cool that some of your fans could have the opportunity to have a credit on your actual vinyl. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, we've got one more song, and this one's called Shish Kebab. This one's off your 2017 album, Showdown. How would you describe this song?
This is a good example of our fans, because the reason I picked this song was because a lot of the times we play, our fans actually bring shish kebabs to the front of the stage and, like, feed everybody. They bring, like, 20 or 30 shish kebabs and feed everybody. And one night they brought the shish kebabs and we weren't ready. Like, we didn't have the song prepared to perform. We had to issue a public apology.
Oh, wow.
To our fans. If you go to our Instagram or Facebook and go scroll down to the apology, we spent some time and we dug into the depths of our hearts, and we had to write a big apology because we weren't able to execute what our fans asked for. So shish kebab's like a serious thing, and we got to take it more serious as members of Dirtwire. And so we apologize to anyone who was at that Ben show.
Well, I think you'll be forgiven.
Oh, thank you.
That's amazing. David, Evan, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me and KVNF.
Yeah,
it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for having us.
And we'll send Mark our love. And yeah, we'll hopefully see you guys very soon.
Stay tuned on our Instagram and our Facebook. We're going to be announcing more live streaming activity there.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Visit kvnf.org for more Talkin' Music programs and for a direct link to Dirtwire's music. We'll go out on one more song from Dirtwire. This one's called Shish Kebab. Thanks for listening.
shish kebab. Whoa, shish kebab. Whoa, shish kebab. We'll be right back.